The Boston-based Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti is seeking hundreds of millions of dollars in damages from the United Nations on behalf of Haitians who suffered from the 2010 cholera outbreak. The human rights group blames the introduction of cholera in Haiti on UN peacekeepers from Nepal. They say the disease spread because of poor sanitation practices by the UN peacekeepers, which contaminated Haiti's largest river, the Artibonite. Since the first cholera case was identified in October 2010, over 6,500 Haitians have died and 475,000 have contracted the illness. The UN declined to comment on the petition. In September, the UN's Assistant Secretary for Field Support, Anthony Banbury, told ABC News there was not direct or conclusive proof that UN peacekeepers ignited the deadly cholera outbreak. The UN denial of responsibility has been challenged by epidemiologist Renaud Pierroux, who insisted that there is a direct connection in time and place between the arrival of the Nepalese battalion from the area experiencing the cholera outbreak and the appearance of the first case in Haiti a few days later. Doctors Without Borders estimates it would cost $40 million to vaccinate all Haitians against cholera. However, the medical aid agency claims the money would be better spent developing new water and sanitation infrastructures, which is the most effective way to stop the spread of cholera. Several Republican Party presidential candidates, including Herman Cain and Rick Perry, have proposed various forms of a new flat tax to simplify the tax code and reduce tax rates. Critics largely blast the flat tax, including Herman Cain's 999 plan, as unfair to the middle class by dramatically reducing taxes for the wealthy. Moreover, it would likely end progressive tax policies, such as the earned income tax credit received by the working poor. The United States briefly had a 3% flat tax between 1861 and 1872, but it was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Since World War I, the United States has relied on a progressive income tax to raise government revenues. According to ProPublica, the flat tax has been instituted in formerly communist nations of the former Soviet Union, which have transitioned to capitalism. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center's analysis of the candidates' proposed GOP flat tax plans found that if implemented, they would increase government deficits, since many of them exempt investment income, like capital gains, from federal taxation. According to the Tax Policy Center, Rick Perry's flat tax plan would cut future government revenues 27% by 2015. Arizona's right-wing anti-immigrant agitator, State Senate President Russell Pierce, was recalled in a special election in his suburban Phoenix district, losing to moderate Republican Jerry Lewis, who waged a gutsy grassroots campaign. Pierce, a former deputy sheriff, is the chief architect of Arizona's SB 1070, the tough anti-immigrant law which made him a hero among many Tea Party activists. This year, Pierce pushed for more repressive legislation, including requiring health workers and school officials to enforce immigration laws. Arizona's powerful business community eventually rebelled and recruited a number of Republican legislators to oppose Pierce's right-wing agenda. In the spring, Citizens for a Better Arizona gathered 17,000 signatures to force a recall vote. Then Jerry Lewis, a Mormon and moderate Republican, stepped up to challenge Pierce. Immigration and ethics were key issues in ousting Pierce, along with a mobilized Latino community. The Senate president also suffered from an ethics scandal in accepting over $40,000 in gifts, including free trips, hotel rooms, and game tickets, from the Fiesta Bowl. During a candidate's debate before the election, Lewis, a charter school executive, blamed Pierce and his anti-immigrant agenda for creating a poor business climate, declaring, "We are seen as akin to 1964 Alabama. People do not want to move their business here." Lewis refused to take PAC money during the campaign, while Pierce received large contributions from conservative special interest groups. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.